This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to be alive, my friends. We're going to have such a jam-packed second hour ahead of General Flynn, the third hour. And we have some really good news. It's what they're supposed to do. But that hasn't been the case. Biden ordered OSHA, you remember last week, 3 days after the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals yet again, the full court this time said this is outrageous constitutional power grab with a federal police force to occupy the states. You have to get a law passed. You have to have a constitutional amendment for martial law is what the ruling said. I mean, that's where we are now. People are saying the whole world's like Alex Jones made it. No, I didn't make any of this. I was studying them and their plans. People keep thinking I'm Nostradamus. That's what makes me mad. Is that, have you gone and read what Klaus Schwab says? Have you read what the Carnegie Endowment does? They run the damn CIA. They want to make humans laboratory creatures. You're already guinea pigs now. So Biden comes out last week when they have that ruling and he says, do not listen to that, he tells the federal government. Ignore the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, even the criminals that work for him at the high levels try to follow the order, but their employees won't. We already saw multiple rounds of resignation in the FDA and the CDC and the NIH. They had to keep removing board members, dozens and dozens and dozens of them, and putting new lunatics on that would do this. Like, I guess we're going to find out what this does. Give it to kids. Hope they don't get this. I mean, cuckoo land, folks. It's all authoritarians seeing what they can get us to do, playing with us like we're pawns. So now OSHA says, no, we're not going to listen to Biden, the puppet. We're not going to enforce this. We're staying it. See, that's the way other talk shows would come in and say, ladies and gentlemen, OSHA has suspended Joe Biden's vaccine mandate initiative. But I want to give everybody the backstory on that. Now, they're setting it up for the Supreme Court to say, oh, it is quite normal to force someone to take shots. Oh, well, we better all do it then. Because they like the tyranny of the court, and Amy Comey Barrett is horrible. Robert Barnes was right about that. I mean, her and Sotomayor and all of them have been just butchering everything. But there's big pushback, and the court's a political body, and they got a lot of family members that are dead or half dead, wishing they were dead. So this is a real deal, folks. This is all about a spiritual choice. I mean, this is going to get real obvious, real fast, that bad people run things. I mean, you think, like I told you a year ago, you think this is bad? Wait till a year from now, wait till 2 years from now. You're going to look back on 2021 like a vacation to a beautiful Caribbean destination. Okay? And I don't say that. Again, the enemy thinks you're weak. Oh, you're all done for. No, I think you're like me. That when you learn you're getting screwed over, you're not going to just roll over to it. You're going to at least speak out and say no. And if people just do that, the whole system falls apart. That's why they can't get half the airplanes off the ground now to fly around. And the globalists plan to have some of that, but not as much. And they plan to blame the collapse of society on global warming and humans, and we deserve this. But people are figuring out that's not what this is. So they got a big problem. So, look, I'm loaded for bear. I mean, I got so much just over-the-top news to cover, and I'm going to do my best now to cover it in the next hour. We got General Flynn interview that will premiere in the third hour, but OSHA suspends Joe Biden's vaccine mandate initiative. That's on Infowars.com. And we'll come back and talk more about that. And then, oh, but it's okay, right? I mean, the elites have to take the shots, and they've got to do quarantine. Oh no, they're all exempt. The heads of Google, a J.P. Morgan chief skips quarantine as he jets into Hong Kong. We'll be right back. The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces. That the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a war on for your mind, body, and soul. Here we are in the year 2021, in the waning weeks, staring into eternity. Wow. That's pretty. Bum, 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 bum. Pretty epic. And then we see our fellow humans obsessed with Netflix and video games and selfies to impress their friends when they have the keys to the universe in their hearts. All of it thrown away. All of it turned over, the birthright, to Satan for nothing. So, OSHA suspends Joe Biden's vaccine mandate initiative. OSHA has suspended activities related to the implementation and enforcement of the ETS pending future developments in the litigation, says the agency. Comes after Fifth Circuit ruled workplace vaccine mandate poses grave statutory and constitutional issues. Yeah, it's just flat out martial law. I mean, they say it's a federal. The establishment of federalization of all, I mean, federalizing the state police is like martial law. But federalizing businesses and saying, like they said, all businesses of 100 more people are federalized. And then you wonder why the banking department nominee is a committed communist and she says, we're going to seize all your bank accounts and all your bank accounts will now be owned by the Federal Reserve. That's what they did in Zimbabwe. You understand it came out that she's a shoplifter, and they're defending her in hearings. I mean, this is the takedown of America through incompetence. So China can take over the South China Sea, and then Europe will be under martial law, Australia forever, so will we. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I mean, again, it's a spirit, though. Because 99.9999999% of people are going to get totally, temporally, you don't care about the spirit, okay, physically, your flesh is going to get raped, literally, with these poisons and with starvation and everything else. And they just do it because they're pretending they're part of the power structure. They're pretending in that little mental facsimile they built that you're in charge. And that you're playing along with this. You're not playing along with anything but your own destruction. Doom. I mean, man, I read this federal ruling, and I already know all this, but still, I know you know it too. You're reading courts going, well, that would be basically violates all these amendments, and you'd have a federal police force over all businesses. And I mean, not even North Korea is that centralized. I mean, we're being brought into a North Korea, but with a high-tech icing. By a geriatric that craps his drawers every day with some crazy cackling witch, with the crazy Clintons up there and the crazy Soros, and it's all these ultra-rich people up there that are channeling off-world death and are just delusional. They're crazy. Have you ever been around really rich people? Most of them are nuts. But I mean, the really rich, powerful ones, generation for generation for generation for generation for generation, they're freaking out of control. They're not human anymore. Something's going on with these people. You know, I'm being philosophical here. I mean, because I've just got hundreds of articles here. But this is such a problem. Yeah, I never played that yesterday. I should really play the famous Chinese dissident when they questioned him on PBS a few days ago, and say, is America, isn't Trump horrible? Aren't the white people racist and evil? He goes, no, you're an authoritarian state. You don't know it yet. The takeover's begun. No. Trump and the nationalists are good. You need to protect yourself. He's like, you're in danger to the host. You're in danger. But see, they've grown up in a free country. They don't know that. They think it's funny. Dodo birds, again, on Galapagos Island, would run right up to a man with a club or a gun, and they'd watch one dodo bird killed right in front of them, and the dodo bird would just sit there while another one whack him on the head, blonk, eat him for dinner. And again, I understand the paradox where people think, well, you know, the people are dumb, so let's let them die. They're going to kill you. You think they're going to collapse everything and do all of this and that you're not going to be affected by that? Are you crazy? Yeah, here's the clip from the Chinese dissident that I meant to get to yesterday. Go ahead and roll it.
In your book, you're describing the directives of Mao Zedong during the Cultural Revolution that would be distributed publicly every night. And then you write, this is your quote, they served a function similar to Donald Trump's late-night tweets while in office. They were the direct communication of a leader's thoughts to his devoted followers, enhancing the sanctity of his authority. So, do you see Donald Trump as an authoritarian?
If you're authoritarian, you have to have a system in supporting you. You cannot just be authoritarian by yourself. But certainly in United States, with today's condition, you can easily have an authoritarian. In many ways, you're already in the authoritarian state. You just don't know it.
How so?
Many things happens today in U.S. It can be compared to Cultural Revolution in China.
Like what?
Like people trying to be unified in certain political correctness. That is very dangerous.
Oh, that's very dangerous. If you go to any of these leftist meetings or even read the WikiLeaks, they're running a Maoist plan. And I knew China was heavily involved, but I always kind of thought of them as junior to the globalists. But they've taken over. It's all out of control. And, of course, they're enslaving their own people. And here's the guy telling you, hey, you're already in an authoritarian state. You just don't know it. And here's a little pampered PBS host making $1 million a year or whatever. She's like, why? I go to the gym. I got my smartphone. I do whatever I want. I mean, I wear a mask. I mean, I take a shot. I mean, well, they are talking about new lockdowns. She just doesn't know because there's no leadership there. And she's just Stockholming out to this. And then here's a guy, a famous dissident, like, no, you're in trouble. She's like, what? It's like the dog in the famous RCA thing where it's got its head turned listening. It's like, what? So she'll find out once the chains are on. Oh, she'll wish later. But see, by then, she'll be totally silenced. Hell, by then, she'll probably be dead. So Biden comes out with a martial law announcement. That's what this is, a medical martial. They're not just going to lock you in your house. We're going to make you take something, and they gaslight you and go, we don't know why people don't love this. This is completely normal. And then it starts killing a bunch of people, so everybody gets fired or quits their job, which was part of the plan. But they had this great plan lined out, how they get control and depopulate us and get all the money and not to pay off the old people because they'd kill them. But now Fauci, and they were like, but they really hate us and no one's going along with this. And they're angry at us. So let's persecute them. Let's arrest them. What's the Pfizer head say? Oh, we're getting big problems. Yes, we need to arrest the leaders of the opposition. Exactly. I mean, hell, because we know you're killing us? Because we won't just, like, pretend you're not murdering us? I mean, what? Oh, my God, sorry. Sorry, we're sending psychic energy at you that we want you to go away. I mean, sorry about that cancer you're about to get, buddy boy. What, you just thought you'd give us cancer? No, no, no. You will be the one. You will fall, not us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Humanity enslaved and controlled will be banished. That's why they seek to enslave us, because they will be expelled. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us as we reach the close to halfway point on this November 17th, 2021 global broadcast. OSHA suspends Joe Biden's vaccine mandate initiative. And again, the news is like, oh, that's just a formality while the court case is going. No, he ordered them a couple days after it happened. Last week. He ordered them to not follow the court ruling. Now, compare that with Trump not wanting his executive privilege violated about private meetings, totally protected, versus a judicial demand by the executive branch that we're just not even going to follow what the court said. When what the court is saying is right, this is totally unconstitutional. You know, you judge that and what's happening. Because if a president defied, say, the Supreme Court said confiscate all guns, the president would say we have a constitutional crisis. You'd have to have a special session of Congress. You'd have to do something about that because that violates the Bill of Rights on its face, the charter of the country. But that's not what the courts are doing. The Fifth Circuit, right beneath the Supreme Court, said, whoa, this isn't just unconstitutional. This is crazy. But see, everything they've been doing has been crazy. Everything they've been doing has been out of control. Everything like a young man's being chased while people burn down buildings by a child molester and other criminals, and they're shooting at him, and he shoots too, and kills him, and shoots another, and wounds him. I mean, that's on its face self-defense, but they tried to turn that all around, and now they're pissed that they can't gaslight everybody and say this guy's a terrorist. So everything they're doing is about overthrowing our republic. There's a big article on InfoWars that really breaks it down. Rittenhouse case proves establishment wants to bring back star chamber tyranny. Let me tell you who's living under star chamber tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. It's Alex Jones. And I'm not a victim. I mean, I expected this fight. I want to stay in this fight, and I appreciate you keeping me in this fight. But they're never going to let me have a jury trial in these fake defamation cases, because I didn't do the things they even said I did, and they admit they want to use this as a pretext to take everybody's free speech. They're on MSNBC bragging, oh, God, we'll just default all the Republicans. Our judges should just default them. It's all desperation. It's people barely hanging on by their fingernails to power. And it's like a woman that's been beaten over and over again, and she's finally packed up her car, she's finally leaving, and the abuser's trying to beat her up in the parking lot, in the driveway, to make her stay. You think she's going to stay? No, she's gone. We're gone. We're out of your clutches. I mean, you people are firing on every cylinder of Satan. With the pedophile garbage all over the news, with the attack on our children, with all of it, people are sick and tired of the New World Order. In fact, where's my stack? I have a stack right here of all the pedophile news and the federal documents as well. You know, here's the problem. I really do overprepare last night and this morning. And then I've got all these stacks I've looked at and read, and I've got them all ready, and they're all lined up, and they're all prepared. And then a bunch of other stuff breaks. And then I just totally go off the rails here. But reprint me on the pedophile news. They've got, just there's so much of it. And I don't know why I can't find it here in my stack. But I'm going to find it. It doesn't even matter. You all know about it. I mean, my God, they're just everywhere coming after our children. And then the parents complain about it. And then it came out. You know, it broke yesterday. Hasn't gotten any attention. Congress has the documents. I've got the documents right here. In fact, I'll show you that when we come back. And it says they're secretly creating a database of resistors that are going to resist. Wait for it. Yeah, it's right here. Drag queen story time, CRT, and transgender training, where children as young as 5 are going to be screwed up and told they're another sex. So then when they get confused, the state can take them and have them sterilized. I mean, can you imagine reading a science fiction book 20 years ago where that would be going on? You'd think that would never happen. And it's going on now. Yeah, they found one of the articles. I actually found them right here. Yeah, just reprint me that. Reprint me the mom that's all upset that they're attacking on the news. I'll try to find her in the break. Let me just do this right now. And I've got some clips of myself and Joe Rogan last night where Joe really wakes up. It's pretty powerful. That's coming up in a moment. But SaveInfoWars.com. I'm just going to tell you in the next minute we have until break that $2 million sounds like a lot of money. I mean, again, back when I was making $100,000 a year, I was super happy. Nice car, nice house. You know, everything was wonderful. I had a hot tub out back. When you got a lot of employees and you're fighting the Democratic Party and you're up against them, $2 million is like a quarter. But we can go a long way on that quarter. And we can keep this call of the truth going out with that quarter put in this phone booth. So I need to raise $2 million so that we can just continue to operate. Because if I got to take the funds of operations and put it towards legal, and people go, well, you're just going to lose. It's all rigged. Well, exactly. So we have to stay on air as long as possible and go through every permutation, and I'll go in on national TV and they'll attack me and lie about me. And won't let me talk while I'm under attack. Won't let me show evidence. You know, already been found guilty. I'm going to go to a trial where I'm already guilty. I mean, even the average person gets that's ridiculous. And this will be an example of their tyranny. They are so mechanical, these leftist globalists, that they don't even know what this is going to do. I mean, it won't be enjoyable for me, but I'm ready for it. But I need really good people, and I need to it costs so much money just to get a transcript from a court hearing. So $2 million is what we need to know that I'm going to be able to fight this. And if you want me to fight this and stay on air for a few more years, of course, I'll always be heard, but you know, they can try to diminish us. Then I need you to go to the new website. It's Give, Send, Go. And I need you to donate today, ladies and gentlemen. SaveInfoWars.com. Make a $10, $100, $1,000 donation so that we have the other money to spend fighting the tyrants. They're suing us to pin us down so we can't expose their agenda. The children need our help from the deadly shots, from the pedophiles. So support us.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around. It's down to me. The difference in the clothes she wears down.
And that's what all this martial law and tyranny is about. It's putting us under their thumb. Let's talk about the war on our children. Here I have two huge stacks just today of this. Breaking: House Republicans have obtained whistleblower documents showing that the FBI is using its counterterrorism division to investigate and add threat tags, that's secret illegal databases that Nixon got in trouble for, to parents. Let me say that again. House Republicans have obtained whistleblower documents showing that the FBI is using its counterterrorism division to investigate and add threat tags to parents, contradicting Attorney General Garland's sworn testimony that no such thing was happening before Congress last week. A lying criminal. I mean, this is a war. They're taking over. They're injecting people with a bioweapon that's already killing millions all over the world. I mean, of course they're lying in front of Congress while Congress just keeps pretending we're not in a war. We're sold out to China. They're devaluing the currency. The borders are wide open. They've got pedophiles making first contact with our children under pedophile story time. It's here. It's unbelievable. And here's the letter. Congress of the United States, and they got the documents. It's all on InfoWars.com. Internally, how they're running this entire scam. And now we learned 2 days ago that the Attorney General Garland reached out to the National Association of School Districts and had them write the letter saying terrorist. Oh, look, the grassroots is asking for us to go after parents. I guess we will. We'll have helicopters land at school board meetings with guys getting out in suits, touching their ear. Oh, I'm getting intel. You're a joke, and I wish you weren't a joke. Believe me, I wish it. So this is ridiculous, and that's just one article. It goes on from there. I mean, they're teaching pedophilia in schools. I've got audio, video of teachers to first and second graders. I don't even want to play this. I, as an adult, I've never thought about things like this or said these things on air. As a 47-year-old that's been around the block a few times, I am made dirty by reading what they're teaching children. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I can't even get my brain around this. And that's what the behavioral psychologists are doing. They know what they're doing. They are just trying to just absolutely. Yeah, I mean, watching these people go, oh, you just want to be with your children. Oh, they're so delicious. Oh, I mean, yeah, the videos are just horrible. I mean, I'm talking about salivating convicted pedophiles. Going, we're coming, we're the Democrats, we're getting your children. People are like, what the hell is this? Well, it's what happens when we don't stand up for ourselves. Anyways, a joint message from the Criminal Investigative Division of the Counterterrorism Division. The Counterterrorism Division. Why, they go up against, you know, the Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and now it's... You know, you don't send a security guard for a dad mad that his daughter got raped. No, you arrest him, and then Obama says he's a liar and nobody raped your daughter. And, of course, the person's pled guilty now. I mean, just like why would a former president endorse the rape of a woman? Because it's about power. It's like, well, he's black, so. Oh, as if Obama's black. He's an Arab. Oh, my God, the Arab guy says it's okay. So it's all public about the threat tags. We showed you the document. And then we've got this. I never played this yesterday, but you guys cue it up. I got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go, locked and loaded. Black militant threatens anti-CRT parents at Texas school board meeting. And this is the guy that runs around. And then I didn't even cover this yesterday. A congresswoman and an MSNBC host both said that a white supremacist at this guy's rally shot a black person when it was another black person shooting them. And that's on record. And they're like, I tell you, Kyle Rittenhouse needs to go to jail because that white supremacist shot us in our rally. And that was the famous rally where the black guy discharges the gun and shoots some people. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. Because, again, it's just lying, 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 lying. Because a lot of people are unconscious, this stuff works. I've had four times now in the last couple months, people walk up to me at the mall, at a grocery store, on the side of the street, and at a gas station. Twice it happened in front of witnesses. And they walk over and they go, "You murdered those children, you bleeping." And they'll have their fist ready. It's been a white male every time, like usually 50, over 50 in every case. And you're just like, "What children did I kill? You know the ones in Connecticut." And you're like, "No, I didn't kill any kids." Because you don't know about Adam Lanza and Sandy Hook. You know about Alex Jones. And that's how unconscious these people are. They're just walking around like believing anything they're told. Like, "Did you hear a white supremacist shot the black people at their gun march?" Yeah. "No, it was a black guy did it." Doesn't matter, because they're talking to people that are in a trance. And why should evil give us the advantage of ever telling the truth? Every once in a while I want to lie about something. And it's so hard to do. I can't even do it now. Like, I used to lie some to my wife or my mom when I was a kid, or my dad. I mean, now I just cops are like, "Have you been drinking?" "Yeah." "Boom, you're arrested." And people say, "Why'd you tell me?" I just couldn't lie. Well, then don't say anything. Because, I mean, truth is like a river. You just can't stop it. And I can't imagine what it's like to be these people that are the people of the lie. That's what Satanists do. They lie, and 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 they lie. Who wants to live in a world with these people? Going to a school board because parents of black kids, white kids, Hispanic kids, children don't want to hear that white people are the devil and that communism is good. And here he is threatening a bunch of people. "Oh, the FBI thinks that's wonderful." Here it is.
"I've got over 1,000 soldiers ready to go."
"We're not the board.
If you want to talk to me, I'd be happy to talk to you.
Time.
Dress the board.
Yeah, I'm bringing my soldiers with me next time.
And then look at the theater. You've got the black sheriff's deputy wearing a Darth Vader outfit because of COVID. I mean, this is clown world, ladies and gentlemen. You got a bunch of parents don't want pedophilia and Aztec prayers for human sacrifice being taught. And a black dude shows up and says, "I'll bring 1,000 people in here and take your ass out." He doesn't represent black people. He represents the establishment. You better believe the feds, in my opinion, are paying him. I bet my right arm. Probably Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. I mean, just look at this. He's there to create division, ladies and gentlemen. And it's disgusting. All right. I hit some of it. Man, I got a lot more here. But wow. Of course, the Justice Department directed the National Association of School Districts to say anybody protesting this is a terrorist. This is an authoritarian takeover. When we come back, I've got the Joe Rogan clips from last night, which are really, really good news, and the Big Flynn interview.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
That kept me in the fight. You're the ones that kept us on air to persevere and to defend the children and the innocents and to expose the globalists. And so they could kill me tomorrow. They could put me in prison next week. But at the end of the day, we are having a massive victory and we've already won. But I do want to stay in this fight a lot longer. See, that's the paradox. As their whole globalist system unfolds, and everything I've told you is coming happens, what are they going to do? Well, you can't have Alex Jones around, so what do? Well, you look at everything Jones has done, everything he's covered, and he questions every big event, so he questions Sandy Hook. Sue him for that and set Alex Jones up against children. But then when he didn't do the things they said he did, well, you can't have a jury trial, so let's default him. But it's too late. I mean, just like persecuting Rittenhouse or persecuting Donald Trump or anybody, the public gets what you've done now. And so your attacks only then give us that much more support. I mean, I've known Joe Rogan for, I met him in like 1998. Started hanging out with him in 1999. I'd say by about 2001, we were friends. Joe hung out quite a bit. Got to be really good friends 15, 16, 17 years ago. But Joe always thought I was crazy. You know, Joe doesn't go off what other people think. He doesn't go off what other people believe. He's really a smart guy. Very smart. And he just thought my worldview was insane. And now Joe doesn't think that anymore. Now Joe is like beginning to really wake up and say, oh my God, it's worse than you say, Jones. In fact, let me explain. Joe Rogan isn't an Alex Jones acolyte. He's worse than me now. He's slicker. He's better. He's more judo about it. I know he's jiu-jitsu, but it's judo what he's doing. And the more they mess with him, now it's a sport with him. It's a combat sport. And Joe is a badass. And so now that he's under attack, well, it's game over, New World Order. See how that works? And that's what General Flynn interview next hour is about, is realizing you're under attack, realizing it's happening, and then saying, I'm not going to roll over and die to this. I'm going to fight this with economics and with information and spiritually, and if they come for you, physically. And that is a beautiful moment when you reach that point of like, wow, they're really out to get me. This wasn't some paranoid stuff. This is happening. And then you're in that moment of clarity. And it's not just Joe that InfoWars has. I mean, Joe said it, the critical piece getting him to the next level and beyond. And Tucker Carlson. I mean, I'm like Count Dracula, man, if you want to use a vampire analogy. I bit every damn one of these people. And that's why the New World Order hates my ass. Because I'm, in their view, they're really the vampires. You understand? They're literal vampires, spiritual vampires. But see, they see everything through their lens. I'm the big Count Dracula. Which is true. I mean, I am patient zero for the big awakening, but that's because I knew what was going on, and I dialed into all of you. You are Count Dracula to these people. You got that? I know history. I understand destiny. I understand what they were doing. I thought, hey, we'll fight these people. We'll expose them when they launch their operation. We'll have incredible credibility. I'll get killed in the process, probably. I mean, I knew, wait, I'm not stupid. I mean, I was signing on, baby, in blood. That meant total commitment. I'll make the Joe Rogan clips next segment, and then I'll get to the Flynn interview. The Flynn interview just went live. It's amazing. It's probably our best work yet. I mean, in-game, you can say overall is more important, but this is in-game 2.0. This is the battle plan for victory. General Flynn issues emergency warning to Americans and the world, and the video is now live on Infowars.com. In fact, that's the live show feed name. The actual name of the video is Global Exclusive General Michael T. Flynn Lays Out Plan to Save America and the World. And what's crazy is that's real. There's fake stuff in the universe. There's real stuff in the universe. General Flynn's real. I'm real. As real as a heart attack. Here it is. Got 1,000 views on Bandai video. Just went live. Go share it. Go get it out. Download it. Take clips out. Freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv. That's the URL. They're not censoring yet. You can get out on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. Email it. Share it. The battle plan. The answer. It's all there. It's on Infowars.com. It's on Freeworldnews.tv. It's on Bandai Video. How long is this little thing we're about to play? I forget. Because it's not on my list here. The reset war video we're about to play. 3 minutes, that's what I thought. So, this is just a prelude of what we're launching in 15 days. Yeah, about 15 days. 14 days. This is a prelude to what we're about to release, and we've got even more stuff we're going to release. So this is just one more of the things we're doing, and it's God inspired this, and this is the keys to your mind and soul. This is what the enemy's got that you want to get back. That through divine revelation, literally, we've been given to take back power. I mean, this is hydrogen bomb stuff. This is victory. Big fat V's. Just think of that. And it's there for you right now. This is not on the web yet. This has not been posted to the Bandout video. It will be later, so you can share it. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. ResetWars.com. And it's a simple sign up for an email right now, so you'll get the exclusive information coming up in just a few weeks. Here it is, ResetWars.com.
You know what Mark Zuckerberg's doing? It came out more than 5 years ago in his own company documents, but whistleblowers warned the world that he was trying to isolate people to be only on Facebook and to be depressed and alone so that avatars or fake computer identities would be their only friends, thus taking full control of the user's mind. That's just a beta test for what's now rolling out with Facebook claiming ownership of the metaverse and buying up hundreds of VR companies and now trying to force its users and employees to solely live in a fantasy world controlled and orchestrated by Zuckerberg and the organizations that he works with. This priest class wants to lock us in our five senses here in the third dimension. And to do that, they're creating an artificial electronic prison or matrix to seduce us into giving up control of our bodies and our minds. This is the greatest deception ever. Evil is digging in because it knows humanity is waking up and that group consciousness is forming and that we are beginning to transcend the third dimension. Everything that's being launched against us is an attempt to hold us in the third dimension and not just enslave us, but finally completely destroy us and absorb our energy into this system they're building. This is beyond a satanic ritual. This is beyond anything you've read about science fiction, because this is actually happening in the real world today. And we have discovered their secrets. We've discovered how to stop them. And we have put it all together in an easy-to-understand system that gives you the tools to not just defeat the globalists, but to transcend to the next level. It's so important for all of you that already know this innately and have already witnessed this for yourself to understand you are the leaders of the future that must go to the next level so that you and I and others working together can free the rest of humanity before they get trapped in this artificial matrix system the globalists are building.
All I'm offering is the truth.
The film The Matrix, made in 1999, is not original. Documents came out in 1990 from the late 1970s where NASA and DARPA were developing a plan very similar to The Matrix. And all that information is now public. They're attempting to seduce us to give up our five senses, not just holding us in the third dimension, but actually creating an artificial slave system so that they can turn us into their programmable slaves. Humanity are not robots, no matter how many times Ray Kurzweil and the social engineers tell us this. But they are trying to turn us into robots. That's why in December of 2021, we are launching Reset Wars. Find out more information at ResetWars.com.
ResetWars.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.